This short session will cover anaphylactoid reactions, and this is clinically indistinguishable from anaphylactic reactions, but these reactions are caused by nonspecific mast cell activation, so they're not IgE mediated. Anaphylactoid reactions can occur with first exposure to medication, and common causes include radiocontrast media, vancomycin, amphotericin, opiates, and general anesthetics. Here we're talking about induction agents and muscle reactions in that last category. So here we're going to be concerned mainly with diagnosis and then treatment. And there are two things that you need to watch out for in diagnosis. So first, you're going to be looking out for elevated serum tryptophase drawn 30 minutes to 3 hours after onset, which can help confirm mast cell release. And the second thing that you're going to be looking out for in the diagnostic stage is the absence of specific or allergen-specific IgE antibodies to suspected antigens by skin or through RAS testing. So how do you treat anaphylactoid reactions? Well, the treatment is the same as that for anaphylaxis. Vancomycin can be used to slow the infusion rate, radiocontrast media can be used for low osmolality forms, and anaphylactoid reactions are generally preventable with treatment using corticosteroids and antihistamines. Pre-treatment is recommended for patients with a history of reactions to radiocontrast media. Now, if you're wondering what the treatment is for anaphylaxis, there's a previous recording on that that you can check out, or I'll just give it to you right here because it's always good to memorize. So you're going to be looking out for 6 things, and you're going to want to consider 3 more. Okay, so the first thing that you're going to be looking out for, and this is the anaphylaxis treatment, which is also used for the anaphylactoid reactions. The first thing that you're going to want to use for treatment is going to be epinephrine, and that's going to be at a 1 to 1,000 ratio of 0.3 milliliters administered IM and repeated every 15 minutes as needed. Second, you're going to want to maintain the patient airway, and this is going to be with oxygen, inhaled bronchodilators, and intubation if necessary. Third, you're going to want to have rapid IV fluids available if the patient is hypotensive. Fourth, you're going to want corticosteroids, and here we're talking about prednisone, which is 60 milligrams or the equivalent of that, and it can be administered IV, IM, or PO, and reduces late-phase recurrence of symptoms 4 to 8 hours later. Vasopressor medications in the presence of persistent hypotension can also be helpful. It should be emphasized that IV epinephrine, and this was covered earlier, should be administered at a 1 to 10,000 ratio of 0.3 milliliters only in terminal patients. And you should consider glucagon or atropine for patients on beta blockers whose symptoms are refractory to therapy. Patients should be monitored for 8 to 12 hours after the reaction, and the practitioner should ensure that patients have access to injectable epinephrine and antihistamines when they are discharged from the hospital. Finally, diphenhydramine can be provided, 50 milligrams here, and we're talking administration IV, IM, or PO. And that just covers the treatment for the anaphylaxis that was in the previous video, but it's also helpful for anaphylactoid reactions. And that brings this session on anaphylactoid reactions to an end.